Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Author, liberal, political activist, and longtime Boston University historian Howard Zinn has died. Zinn suffered a heart attack while traveling in California yesterday. Zinn gained widespread fame for his 1980 book, A People's History of the United States, which celebrated not the usual heroes of American history, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the like, but instead union organizers and farmers, for example. The book was recently adapted into a History Channel television series called The People Speak, featuring stars such as Matt Damon, Benjamin Bratt, and Tim Robbins. In an interview with WBUR last year, Howard Zinn reflected on the lessons Americans should take from history, including Shays' Rebellion, when Western Massachusetts farmers rose up because they couldn't afford high taxes and were losing their farms.
Captain Daniel Shays, a veteran of the Revolution, gave his name to this rebellion. Well, it was a rebellion of thousands and thousands. They surrounded the courthouses, would not allow the farms and land to be auctioned off. We could learn from that history, because the people are being foreclosed, they're losing their homes, and instead of waiting for Congress and the president to act, who are very slow to act, and who are not going to really represent the interests of these poor people or even middle-class people who are evicted from their homes, people should be organizing, doing what citizens have done, doing what democracy requires, prevent these evictions from taking place.
In our interview last year, Howard Zinn also spoke about the link between his people's history and a healthy democracy.
One of the advantages of a different kind of history, of students learning the history of working people and of rebels and dissenters and black slaves who, and Native Americans who are protesting their situation. I think one of the advantages of that, it is encouraging to young people. It creates citizens instead of subjects. It's strange that here we are in the United States, we consider ourselves a democracy. But in a democracy, you don't simply pay homage to the president. In a democracy, citizens gather and they organize, and they make history.
Howard Zinn, speaking with WBUR last year. Zinn joined the Boston University faculty in the mid-1960s and retired from BU in 1988 to focus on writing and speaking. He died yesterday at the age of 87.